This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. أخرج الإمام النسائي في سننه من حديث الحب ابن الحب أسامة ابن زيد رضي الله عنهما. الإمام النسائي in his Sunan compiled hadith Usama ibn Zayd radiyallahu anhuma. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with both Usama and his father Zayd ibn Haritha radiyallahu anhu. Usama asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam the following question: Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, limada araka tukthiru min as-sawmi fi shahri sha'ban, aw araka tukthiru min as-sawmi min sha'ban akthar mimma min ghayrihi min ash-shuhur. O Messenger of Allah, I see you fast a lot of days from the month of Sha'ban more than other months throughout the year. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam answered Usama by saying, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ. This is a month which a lot of Muslims are unaware of its virtue, its importance, its significance. بَيْنَ رَجَبْ وَرَمَضَانِ. And this month falls between the month of Rajab and the month of Ramadan. وَفِيهِ. And in this month, تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. The deeds are presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُحِبُّ أَنْ يُرْفَعَ عَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ. And I like my deeds, my records, to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while I am observing fasting. The end of the hadith. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today is the first Jumu'ah in the month of Sha'ban, the year 1438 after Hijrah. And today, I believe, is the second of the month. And Sha'ban, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a month that comes right before Ramadan. He said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it comes between Rajab and Ramadan. That means less than 27 days, inshallah, we will be receiving the month of Ramadan. And our righteous predecessors, brothers and sisters in Islam, they used to make dua, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. O Allah, prolong our lives so that we will reach the month of Ramadan. And amazing, I just returned from the Muslim world, and you cannot imagine the number of janazas that a person could attend daily. You know, living in a complete Muslim place, a lot of people do die in those 2 months somehow. Subhanallah, this is why they used to make this dua, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, prolong our lives so that we can reach Ramadan. Allah, ya ikhwa, one of the deaths which I observed personally is a young man. He was actually getting ready to go and work the following day. He even collected his wage for that day from the employer. Without any reason, he had his dinner, and then he started feeling nauseated, vomited for a little bit, and within 15 minutes, he passes away. إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ فَنَسْأَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let us observe another Ramadan. Why, ya ikhwa? Just to live until Ramadan. Hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam says, and the hadith is compiled fi Sahih al-Imam Muslim, As-salawatul khams, the 5 daily prayers, wal-jumu'atu ila al-jumu'ah, and from Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah, wa Ramadanu ila Ramadan, and from Ramadan until the next Ramadan, mukaffirat, just living until the next Ramadan, will expiate your sins. Mukaffiratul lima baynahunna, your sins will be expiated, provided إِذَا مَجْتُنِبَتِ الْكَبَائِرِ, as long as the Muslim avoids committing or he repents from committing major sins. We come back to the hadith. Hadith Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu. So Usama noticed that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does fast a lot in the month of Sha'ban. وعائشه يا اخوه والحديث في الصحيحين, she made that statement that sometimes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would fast to the extent that we would say he will never break fast, he will keep fasting, and then he will break fast to the extent that we would not expect him to fast again. So basically the message that Aisha is sending to us, that his pattern is not consistent with fasting multiple days, one after another. But Usama noticed that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam broke that pattern, that he started fasting in Sha'ban, and he would fast a lot of days out of Sha'ban, and that's why he asked this question. We go back to Aisha. She also said that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam never completed the fasting of any month except the month of Ramadan. So you could fast as many days as you wish, as you want, from Sha'ban, provided that you do not fast the whole month. Usama asked, how come? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam answered by saying, ذلك شهر يغفل عنه كثير من الناس. This is a month a lot of people have heedlessness, غفلة, about it. So that's the first reason. So غفلة, what is غفلة يا إخوة? And what is the difference between غفلة and forgetfulness? We have two words, two terms. Nisyan, ghafla. What is the difference between the two? Nisyan, forgetfulness, that you don't remember the thing at all, completely. And alhamdulillah, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wal hadith fi sunan Abi Dawood, Allah has pardoned us from any consequence of doing something out of forgetfulness. إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَفَعَ عَنْ أُمَّتِ الْخَطَأَ وَالنِّسْيَانَ وَمَا اسْتُكْرِهُ عَلَيْهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has pardoned my ummah regarding the things which they do out of mistake, out of forgetfulness, or being forced to do it. فنسيان, you don't recall it. You don't know that there is a Sha'ban. You don't know there is a month of Sha'ban. And quite frankly, do you think there are Muslims in the Ummah who actually are forgetful that there is a month now called Sha'ban? I'm asking you this question. Do you think the Ummah, all of the Ummah, know that this is the month of Sha'ban now? I doubt it. You know why? Because all our livelihood is connected with what calendar? With the Hijri calendar or with the Gregorian calendar? Huh? Your paycheck is according to the Hijri calendar? Look, subhanallah, ikhwa, and this is one of the greatest mistakes educators or the people who teach would neglect, which is the Hijri calendar. Because this is our history. Imagine, all our rituals are connected to what? To what calendar? To the Hijri calendar. And subhanallah, I feel that when I was in school, growing up in Egypt, I remember the teacher would write the Hijri date to the right of the board, the blackboard, and then the Miladi, which is called what? The Gregorian, to the left. This is like in the, what's the name of the first school? What do you call that? Yani after kindergarten, what's it called? Before the middle. What elementary? The first school. Huh? الابتدائية عم بسموها ايه؟ Elementary. طيب ما تزعلوش. Elementary school. Elementary school. طب when we went to the next one, what is the next one? الاعدادية بقى. 3 سنين. Middle school. When we went to the middle school, imagine this. والله يا إخوة, I remember this quite well. The middle school, it's changed. So the Gregorian to the right and the Hijri to the left. High school, the Hijri disappeared until now. And when I go back, I actually ask the teachers, do you guys ever write the Hijri this is the public school system. Do you guys ever write the Hijri calendar, the Hijri date, Tariq al-Hijri on the board? They say no. We're actually, one of the teachers told me that we received instruction not to do it. Not to do it. So it was actually instruction that came to them. Why? Because you're going to bring up kids who are not connected. Look at our rituals, our history. Look throughout the year, the hijrah. Imagine if you just go through the month. I challenge you that 75% of the Muslim ummah do not know the names of the Hijri month. The names of the Hijri month in their order. In their order, they don't. But January, February, March, April, May. وكمان يعرف الشهور القبطية. يقول لك إيه, there is a Coptic month. There is a Coptic calendar that we have back there. اللي هي اللي إيه, total, they know these names too. But why? We disconnected with our history, with our the Hijrah. That is why a lot of events come throughout the year and we don't connect with them. The Battle of Hunayn, the Battle of Badr. These battles have certain days of the month, but we do not connect with them. But what we end up with, okay, May 7th, inshallah, is coming up. What is this, brother? May 7th? Huh? May 7th, what? Come on. Huh? May 7th, what's May 7th? Huh? What? Mother's Day. What Mother's Day? Would you have Mother's Day? Huh? And مش عارف, when Father's Day come up? In June or July? No Father's Day, right? There is a Father's Day too. So we ended up, and that's why what about February 14th? Huh? Huh? February 14th, huh? 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 Valentine. Mr. Valentine. Ustaz Valentine. And you end up struggling with the people. Why? There is a disconnect between the calendar. Unfortunately, ya ikhwa. Unfortunately. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith, he mentioned that ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ عَنْهُ النَّاسِ. This is a month a lot of people. Again, I was trying to differentiate between nisyan, forgetfulness, and al-ghafla. I explained forgetfulness. What about al-ghafla? What about al-ghafla? Al-ghafla, heedlessness, that you know it's there, but you don't do something about it. So you know the difference now. Forgetfulness, that you don't have what? Any record of it. And alhamdulillah, you're pardoned for this. But al-ghafla, heedlessness, that you know it's coming, but you do not do anything about it. Like what? Like death. Do you doubt that you will die? That is why, بَلْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. Their hearts are heedless from it. From it. So a lot of people know that this is the month of Sha'ban and it's very important, but they do not do anything about it. But in the hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained the reason why. He said, this is a month that falls between Rajab and Ramadan. What is the significance, or what is so significant about the month of Rajab? I'm asking you. What is so significant about the month of Rajab? Yes. Yes. من الشهور الحرم. One of the sacred month. Pay attention to this. في حديث أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه والحديث في البخاري ومسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, which is really was mentioned also in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Indeed, the number of months with Allah are 12. Out of these 12 months, there are 4 which are sacred. Sacred. Now, Hadith Abi Umama, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عِدَّةُ الشُّهُورِ 12 شَهْرَ. There are 12 months in the year. 4 of them are sacred. ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ. 3 of them come one after another. Which is what you mentioned. شهر الله المحرم. One of them. But before them, ذُو الْقِعْدَةِ وَذُو الْحِجَّةِ وَشَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. الإسراء والمعراج, my brother, we don't even know when it would happen. It happened, but we don't even know when it happened. The rumor that it happened in Rajab is a rumor. We really don't know when it took place, the event of al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj. But here is the significance of this month, the month of Rajab. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there are 3 sacred months that come one after another, which is Dhul Qi'dah, Dhul Hijjah, وَشَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ, which is the first month in the Hijri calendar. وَرَجَبْ مُدَرْ, and Rajab مُدَرْ بَيْنَ جَمَادَ وَشَعْبَانِ, which comes between Jamada and Sha'ban. So now this month Rajab is a sacred month. Add to this, the Arabs كانوا يعظمون هذا الشهر. They used to exalt. They used to consider this month one of the most holiest months in Jahiliyyah, Rajab. So now, even some Muslims, subhanAllah, still inherited this. And you would read a lot of the literature that talks about the innovations regarding the month of Rajab. And one of these innovations, saying that Isra wal Mi'raj happened in Rajab, which is really, we don't have a record of it. Umrah fi Rajab is like, and you perform one Umrah in Rajab is like, you done this, and people come, and even fasting, they fast the whole month, they come. Listen, if your pattern of fasting is Mondays, Thursday, 3 days out of the month, but you singling out the month of Rajab with certain acts, never been established. Ishahid, Sha'ban comes in between 2 very important months. Now, if you excel in Rajab, and you're waiting for Ramadan to excel, then you're not gonna what? You're not gonna pay attention to what? To Sha'ban. You're not gonna give it, it is due significance, or it is due value. Another reason, ya ikhwa, or one of the other reasons, that the scholars mentioned regarding this is, subhanallah, Sha'ban comes before Ramadan. Now Ramadan is the month where you're supposed to harvest. This is why some of the scholars, they say Rajab is the month where you plant the seed. Sha'ban is the month when you water that seed, the plant. And in Ramadan, this is the harvest. So what happened with a lot of Muslims? I would say 75-80%, illa man rahima Rabbi. He will wait for Ramadan to arrive, and he begins what? He wants to plant, water, and harvest. You see, Rajab is a month where you plant the seed. You plant the seed of taqwa, and then in Sha'ban you water it. You help it grow a little bit. In Ramadan comes, you enjoy fasting, you enjoy the ibadah. But a lot of Muslims, again, let me say this, they wait until Ramadan is here and they want to plant the seed, water it, and harvest it in the same month. And it doesn't go this way. I'll give you a good metaphor here, or example, or whatever you want to consider it. Billahi alik, by Allah, before you start a very serious soccer football game, what do you do? Where you will be working these muscles really hard. What do you do? What do you do? Stretch, warm up. Get ready. You don't jump in the game. If you do, unless you're still a young man, yani that you could do that if you're young. But when you reach a certain age, if you do this, you're going to break what? You're going to break a muscle. You're going to break something. That is why you begin what? Warming up, stretching, making sure that everything is ready. And this is what is also one of the meanings of the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ذَلِكَ شَهْرٌ يَغْفُلُ عَنْهُ كَثِيرٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ. This is a month. A lot of Muslims do not pay attention to its importance. Why? Because it prepares you for the ibadah. And now Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam did what in this month? He did what? He fasted a lot. Because Ramadan is the month of what? The month of fasting. So he's preparing his body. He's getting used to fasting before the month of fast. The mandatory fast gets here. So he is physically, spiritually ready for it. And this is another wisdom behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually fasting a lot of days in this month. But we come to another important reason why this month is so significant. وَهُوَ الشَّهْرُ. And this is the month الَّذِي تُرْفَعُ فِيهِ الْأَعْمَالُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is the month in which your a'mal, your deeds are presented before Allah. Your reports. الْعُلَمَاءُ يَقُولُونَ. The scholars say there are three types of presentation of your records before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هناك ثلاث أنواع من رفع الأعمال إلى الله. Three types of presentation of acts before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, the daily presentation, الرفع اليومي. Based on hadith Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu fi al-Sahihayn, the hadith which says, يَتَعَاقَبُ فِيكُمْ مَلَائِكَةٌ بِاللَّيْلِ وَمَلَائِكَةٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. There are two groups of angels who come and watch over you during the day, during the night. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam actually identified the times when they change the shifts. Before Salatul Fajr and after Salatul Asr. Those are the two times. So when Salatul Fajr is here, the angels who spend the night with you from Asr until Fajr will be with you. And also the angels who are here to stay from Fajr until Asr, both of them will actually meet at the same time. And this is why وقرآن الفجر إن قرآن الفجر كان مشهودا. And the Quran that is being recited in Salatul Fajr, this Quran is witnessed by the two groups of angels. Especially if you are in the masjid, in the jama'ah. So they are here. Now, when they return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they present what you have done throughout the day. So this is the daily presentation of your a'mal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So imagine the angels at Fajr, they come back. He was at Fajr, praying Fajr. The angel at Asr, they will come back. And what? He was praying what? Praying Asr in Jama'ah. Imagine this. Imagine this. So this is the daily presentation of your a'mal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is the weekly presentation. We have the hadith fi musnad al-imam Ahmad, al-hadith Hasan al-Isnad, or hadith Abi Huraira also, that every Thursday, hadith Abi Huraira, every Thursday,
Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Al-Jumu'ah, your a'mal, your deeds will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the week. And this is called the weekly presentation of Al-A'mal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ عَمَلَ قَاطِعِ رَحِمٍ. في الحديث يا إخوة, this is a warning against severing the kins. That if a person is severing his kins, he's having a bad relationship with his relatives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept his weekly a'mal unless or until he fixes this. So this is the weekly presentation of al-a'mal. We have hadith Abi Hurairah that says this happened also on Monday. And this is the wisdom why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast what? Monday and Thursday. Because again, Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would like in the annual presentation, which the hadith which we have right here, he said, I like for my a'mal, for my records of hasanat and sayyi'at to be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while I'm what? While I'm what? وَأَنَا صَائِمْ وَأُحِبُّ أَن تُعْرَضَ أَعْمَالِي عَلَى اللَّهِ وَأَنَا صَائِمْ. Why, ya ikhwa? So that if you've done something wrong, yeah, throughout the day, throughout the year, throughout the week, yeah, at least the last amal, the last act that you're doing is what? It's fasting. Yani here is your a'mal is presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, he's fasting. Yani he's in ta'ah, he's in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is, ya ikhwah, the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast a lot of days during the month of Sha'ban. Because this is a month that prepares you mentally, spiritually, physically to the month of Ramadan. Even, ya ikhwa, if you look at our predecessors, subhanallah, in the month of Sha'ban, they called it the month of the Qurra, the month of those who recite the Qur'an. They would actually do a lot of recitation of the Qur'an in Sha'ban to prepare themselves for Ramadan and also to get, you know, right now, don't wait until Ramadan is here and then grab the Mus'haf and then you struggle with trying to read from the Mus'haf and la. Make that struggle in Sha'ban. Don't wait until Ramadan is here and then you end up messing up with your fasting. La. Go ahead and start fasting, getting used to fasting. Ramadan this year is going to be one of the most trying يعني, times because it's going to be a very lengthy day. Get used بإذن الله تعالى. This is the message that we wanted to share with you. Of course, there is a very controversial night in this month. It's not really controversial, but a lot of people came up with a lot of fabricated hadith regarding its virtue. I'm talking about the night of the 15th of the month. Especially yani, the brothers and sisters who come from the Hindu, Imam Abi Hanifa yani, in general, the followers of the school of thought of Imam Abi Hanifa rahimahullah, we always have this issue with the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. Now, we really don't have a lot of records, a lot of authentically transmitted hadith regarding this night. Yani, another, in another word, they transferred the virtue of the night of Laylatul Qadr to the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. This is to say the least, yani. If you actually read all these ahadith that they compiled, as if the night of the 15th of Sha'ban is the night of, yani this is the night. But all what we have is two hadith, and both of them were authenticated by Al-Albani. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يَطْلُعُ would look at the people in a way that suits His Majesty on the night of the 15th of Sha'ban. And He will forgive the sins of everyone except two. فَيَغْفِرُ لَهُمْ جَمِيعًا إِلَّا اثْنَيْنِ مُشْرِكٌ وَمُشَاحِنٌ. Someone who is engaged in shirk, whether minor or major, he can repent, mashallah, or mushahin, someone who has bad relationship with people. He's boycotting people, he's... So, this is the only hadith that we have regarding the virtue of this night. Listen, if you pray tahajjud every night, alhamdulillah, you can observe tahajjud during this night. There is nothing wrong with this. If you're used to fasting the 3 days out of the month, and these 3 days are the wide days, that is when the moon is so bright, which is the night of the day of the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th, you can do this too. But you singling out the 15th, the day of the 15th of the month, or the night of the 15th of the month, with certain acts, thinking that there is a virtue for it, never been established. Ya ikhwa, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam warned us against this. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. If a person does an act that was not established by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it will not be accepted. فَأَصْلُ قُبُولِ الْعَمَلِ. The two principles or the two premises on which any act of worship is accepted, sincerity and adherence. That you're doing the act sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make sure that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the act, and you do it how he did it. خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ. Learn the rituals of Hajj from me. صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي. Pray like you have seen me praying. مَنْ تَوَضَّأَ نَحْوَ وُضُوءِ هَذَا. Whoever makes wudu like me. Those are the two. فالمسلم, the Muslim must be keen on finding out whether the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam have performed this act or not. If he did, then he finds out next how he did it. Then he does it exactly like him, or he strives to do it exactly like him, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept that from him. This is يعني, the month of Sha'ban, ya ikhwa, is a month of preparing oneself for the big prize, which is the month of Ramadan. Now, I go back and I close with this. Maybe we'll take some questions if you have, inshallah, in the next 10-15 minutes, so we're not late for Isha, inshallah. The idea here of planting the seed in Rajab and watering it in Sha'ban and harvesting it in Ramadan. The scholars, they say, what does it mean to plant a seed? If you want to plant a seed, if you want to plant a tree, what is the first thing that you do in your backyard? What do you do, Jashim? What do you do? What do you do? You look for what? The best. You prepare. You prepare with what? How do you prepare? You prepare earth. How do you prepare earth? How? You clean it, right? You prepare earth that you clean earth. You try to take anything that is in earth that is what? Bad. Huh? You take anything that could harm what? The seed. In earth there are bad things, right? That can kill that seed, correct? That's why الزراعه agriculture is called what? حرف. حرف. You know what حرف? تلف, right? تلف, isn't that the word? تلف, huh? تحرث. Why? Because you clean earth. So in Rajab, which has passed already, tilling or what? Tilthing? Come on, tell me Islam. What's huh? What is الحرث? Huh? Tilthing, right? Tilthing? Okay, here you go. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ Tilthing. So in Rajab, you were supposed to do what? You were supposed to clean. Clean what? Make tawbah. Make istighfar. Figure out the sins. You're supposed to clean that heart from the sins. طيب. Then you start what? Nourishing that heart with what? With what? With a'mal in Ramadan, in Sha'ban, like fasting, recitation of the Quran. Then the heart is what? Is prepared in Ramadan to hear the Quran. And this is why, ya ikhwa, pay attention to this. Wallahi, if you do not follow that protocol, you find a lot of Muslims, and this is a pattern that is throughout the Muslim world. The first week in Ramadan, the masajid are what? Are what? Packed. And then what happens afterwards? Disappear. Gradually. Until the night of what? The 27th. By all of a sudden they show up again. What happened? and then Eid. Why? Because you did not follow that protocol. Because listen, you're going to stand behind the Imam. This Quran is for what medium? What limb in the heart? What limb in the body? The heart, right? What limb? The heart. No, is the heart ready to receive the Quran in Ramadan? This is what you're supposed to be doing now. Preparing this heart to hear the Quran. You're going to be standing behind the Imam. He's going to be reciting maybe a page or two in one rak'ah. Huh? Not many people take this. Why? Because the medium was supposed to enjoy the Quran. Uthman ibn Affan has a statement. He says, لو طهرت قلوبنا ما شبعت من كلام ربنا. If these hearts are clean, are cleansed, are purified, it will not have enough from the kalamullah, from the Quran. You will be willing. Uthman ibn Affan, yaqwa warad, yani he finished the Quran in what? In al-witr, in one rak'ah. In one rak'ah. Now, should you do this? This is another, yani, subject that we can discuss. But he loves the Quran, and really, when your heart is ready, you want to hear more of the Quran. So, in Rajab, you are supposed to clean that heart from the sins, from anything that you done wrong. In Sha'ban, you're supposed to water that heart with a'mal saliha, with good a'mal. Then the heart is ready to harvest in Ramadan, to enjoy Ramadan, to have fun in Ramadan. And this is indeed the essence and the significance of the month of Sha'ban. Jazakum Allahu khayra. Inshallah, I hope you have some questions. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Our brother is asking a very good question regarding the Mus'haf in the Salah. Reading, we know that يعني the established tradition, even though you don't have to do it, is trying to finish the Quran in the Salah. يعني it's a tradition. يعني And a lot of the people took it from the fact that Jibreel would come and review the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam every year during the month of Ramadan. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حينما يأتيه جبريل فيدرس القرآن أخرجه البخاري من أثر ابن عباس رضي الله عنهم. That the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be most generous in the month of Ramadan. He would be generous throughout the year, but in Ramadan his generosity would increase. That is when Jibreel would come and review the Quran with him. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam at one stage, he called upon his daughter Fatima radiyallahu anha. فَقَالَ لَهَا, he said to her, يَا بُنَيَّتِي, my daughter, I think my time is up. يعني أظنُّ أني قد اقترب أجلي. I think my time is up. يعني I'm about to die. She said, why? She asked him, why, ya Rasulallah? He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Jibreel would come every year to review the Quran with me one time. But this year, he reviewed it with me twice. يعني he did something that is what? Different to to the other years, the previous years, that he reviewed it with me twice. From there, a lot of people have that tradition, but there is no text that says that we have to do this. This is number one. But tradition that the people want to finish the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Now, in the Salah, the regular Salah, the consensus of the scholars, absolutely not. Just read from what you know. In the regular Salah, you should not be opening a Mus'haf and reading from it. Now, regarding at-Taraweeh and the voluntary Salah, and now I'm talking about the Imam. I'm not talking about the people behind the Imam. I'm talking about who? The Imam. That Aisha radiallahu anha used to have her mawla lead her in Salah. And he was not a hafiz. Even though Aisha was a hafiza, but he is a man. A woman is not to lead a man in Salah. Look at this now, like some Muslims are trying to do now. Her mawla would lead the Salah, opening the Mus'haf. And that's the athar which established that if the Imam is not a hafiz, then it is permissible for him to open the Mus'haf ma'al karaha. Why al-karaha? While it's disliked. Why? Because just look, imagine this is the Mus'haf right here in your hand. Huh? Allahu Akbar. Look, where? Huh? Where is the... نَحْنُ مَعَاشِرُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ. Look at the hadith. We are the prophets. أُمِرْنَا أَن نَضَعَ أَيْمَانَنَا عَلَى شَمَائِلِنَا فِي الصَّلَةِ. We were commanded to place our right hands on our... like this. طيب. When you're holding the Mus'haf, are you doing this? فَسَيَخِلُّ بمواضع كثيرة جدا في الصلاة. It will disrupt a lot of recommended positions in the salah. Look, when you want to make ruku', do you place the hands on, how do you hold the mushaf? Huh? When you come back up, huh? You're holding this. When you go in the ground, so ma'al kara. But again, it is permissible if the imam is not a hafiz. And alhamdulillah, these days, I think they come up with these huge masahif, like they do out there. Huge, you find a huge mushaf in front of the imam. But, يعني, يا إخوة, والله, يعني, an imam who doesn't memorize the Quran. يبقى إمامي ده لمؤاخذة يعني. Yeah, with all due respect, I understand the time is a little bit different here. بس حافظ الإمام هذا, an imam should be what? Should be يعني someone who memorizes the Quran يعني. يعني he should be able to read the Quran from memory. يعني he doesn't have to have the voice of so and so, but at least he knows the Quran from memory, inshallah. But this is the ruling. Now, the people praying behind, it is totally dislike to do so because of the reasons. We understand that there are people who stand behind the imam and holding the mushaf. Yes, go back to the pattern of someone who is trying to make sure that the imam doesn't make mistakes and all of that. One person is we would say permissible to do so to make sure that the imam is on line with the recitation, but not a whole line behind, or people who just want to follow the imam, reading of the imam, we should not be doing this, inshallah. All right? يجوز. We said it's permissible. Yes. نعم. صلاة الليل. نعم. طيب. Other questions, inshallah? Our brother حفظه الله is asking a very good question, and I think I can answer this, but I was actually trying to answer it, but somehow the thought took me away. The scholars, they said Rajab is the month of what? The tilthing. صح؟ صح المرادي. The month of tilthing. وشعبان is the month of what? Watering. And Ramadan is the month of what? Harvesting. We said tilting, that you make tawbah, istighfar, you know my sins, clean the heart. Now you nourish the heart with Quran, with fasting in Sha'ban, with getting used to the ibadah. You strengthen that heart. In Ramadan, the heart is what? Ready to go. Ready to enjoy the ibadah. Because you're supposed to enjoy this. You're supposed to enjoy this. Now his question is, what, today is the second, like we said, of Sha'ban. What happens, or what would you do if you did not do the tilthing? That now it's Sha'ban, the time for watering, and the tilthing is already what? Well, would you rather wait until Ramadan is here, and then you end up doing the tilthing, the watering, and you want to harvest? Go ahead and tilth now. احرث الآن. وإن شاء الله start watering right away. Huh? And بإذن الله تعالى نسأل الله التوفيق يعني start يعني but what is meant here يا إخوة لأن one of the I don't recall the predecessor whether الفضيل or سفيان الثوري, one of them was asked this question, which is better, قراءة القرآن أم الاستغفار؟ Of course, both of them are the best, right? But which is better, that you recite the Quran or you do istighfar? Listen, which is better, يعني في ميزان الإيه, both of them are what? يعني استغفار is the best. If you want me to talk about the virtue of istighfar, probably I'm going to miss the refreshments. If you want me to talk about the Quran, you're going to miss the refreshments. But he understood the essence of his question. You know how he answered him? He said, أَثَّوْبُ الْمُتَّسِخْ أَحْوَجُ إِلَى الْمَاء مِنْهُ إِلَى الْمِسْكِ. A dirty garment needs water more than musk. Do you understand what he's saying? Come on. What is he saying? For the Quran to hit the heart, must be what? Must be clean. But why don't we enjoy the Quran, ya ikhwa, in spite of having these reciters now, voices are out of this world? Because the medium is not ready. شوف, إن في ذلك في القرآن لذكرى. In the Quran, لذكرى, there is a reminder. لمن كان له قلب. For the one who has a heart, a living heart, يعني. We all do have hearts, but living hearts, clean hearts. In Rajab, you're supposed to do what? The cleaning. Like I said, when you tilth, what do? You clean earth. You remove. ما هو يقول لك الإيه؟ What is it, تزكيه؟ Tazkiyah, what is tazkiyah? Purification, right? What is purification? Is made of two things. Takhliyah, thumma tahliyah. That you remove, then you beautify. You remove the sins. Likewise. Kalimatu tawheed, what is kalimatu tawheed? What? La ilaha. لا, wait here. La ilaha, wait here. That's the problem. That's the problem with Muslims. That they are not getting the first piece of it. La ilaha. The Muslim will go like, احنا عندنا كان عندنا في مصر النهارده البابا البابا اسمه اغسطس ولا اسمه ايه يا ابني البابا مش عارف مين بابا وتحس ان اسلاما listen لكم دينكم ولي دين but me as a Muslim I believe the only path to salvation is la ilaha illa Allah Muhammadur Rasulullah and there is no question about it. There is no, listen, I'm not talking about being tolerant here, being intolerant here. Brothers, tolerance is not in beliefs. Tolerance is in interaction, in dealing with one another. How you doing, Mr. Baba? Good to see you, man. You know, you can do that. But beliefs, la. La ilaha. What is that? We call it takhliya nafi. That you negate the fact that there is any God, any object, any person, any idol, any entity worthy of your worship. No. And then you affirm this to who? Illallah. La ilaha. Huh? Remove all the. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. First, you must believe in الطاغوت. What is الطاغوت? كل ما عبد من دون الله راضية. So that would include عيسى عليه السلام and العزير in this statement. Every object, every person who is worshipped beside Allah, wanting that. So we don't include عيسى يعني in this because Prophet عيسى is innocent from what they say about him. فتخلية ثم تحلية. فwhat you need to do here is even in شعبان, if you have missed Ramadan, go ahead and do the تخلية, استغفار, محاسبة النفس, and then you start doing some أعمال in شعبان. Inshallah, you will enjoy Ramadan بإذن الله تعالى. نعم. The brother is asking a question which really we all suffer from. يعني you're not the only person. When you're behind the imam and, you know, you end up being distracted with all these, you know, thoughts. Of course, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Qur'an is recited, you know, listen to it tentatively, yani with attention. So that you may receive the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we end up being, you know, attacked by these thoughts. The scholars have categorized these wasaus, these thoughts which we have in the salah, into two types. Waswas qahri, that you suddenly find yourself thinking about it. You didn't even plan it. That's what called qahri, that you somehow forced into it. That you did not initiate it. It's not like you're standing in the salah and you're saying, man, I'm not enjoying this. Let me think about my job. You're not doing that. By all of a sudden, actually, you realize that you're what? You're thinking about something that is totally not related to the salah. They call this waswas qahri. As long as the person immediately returns back to focus on what is being recited and he's doing his best, mashallah, there is hadith Uthman ibn Abi al-As, actually one of the companions which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually employed. He actually given him the leader, yani the imara of on, I believe it Taif, if I'm not mistaken, or another town. He came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Ya Rasulullah, when I'm leading or when I'm praying, I get attacked by these whispers. What should I do?" Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually this ذاك شيطان يقال له خنزب أو خنزب. This is a jinni who is called Khanzab or Khinzab. Dabtan Sahihan, yani. Khinzab. The name of the jinn يقال له Khinzab. When you, Jazakallah khair Jashir, mashallah. When you get attacked by these whispers, utful an yasarik thalath. Do like this, three times. A tafl is spitting without what? Without liquid, yani. ثم استعذ بالله سيعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. All right, then this is one way to do it. Or if you can just go back to focus on the salah would be good. The second type is the type when a person initially starts the thought with his intention, like I said a minute ago, or he discovers that he's being attacked by the whispers and now he's in position to retreat and go back, and then he decides to carry on with the whisper. Oh man, this is fun. This thought is fun. So he realized, you're getting my point here? He realized that he's being what? Attacked by these whispers, and now instead of retreating, going back to the focus on the salah, he decided to entertain the thought. That is when it becomes a sin. In both scenarios, that is when it becomes a sin. You're getting that? Yeah. Now, I understand, wallahi, that with a lot of the brothers and the sisters who do not have the Arabic language and the language of the Quran, it becomes more difficult. Because you're supposed to reflect upon what is being recited. That would keep you quite busy with the Quran and with the Salah. But the fact that you don't even understand, I would say 70% of what is being recited adds to your burden. Yani it adds more to the burden that you have. And that is where I encourage you to learn Arabic, to learn this language of the Quran. The Arabic language, ikhwa, can be taught. It's like music. You know, you memorize the letters and the vowels, and you end up actually learning a language. 6 months, I tell you, 6 months, you can actually learn this language and you can explore it more and you enjoy the Quran. That should be one of the tasks that a person should make like a resolution, that I want to learn the language of the Quran so that I can enjoy the recitation of the Quran. Add to this nasaih al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the advices of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اذكر الموت عند صلاتك. Remember death. Yani if you're not gonna understand 100% of what is being recited in the salah, then reflect upon death. Yani this will help you maintain focus in the salah and not being distracted. But I want to tell you something that is interesting. It is a good sign. Ibn Abbas actually was asked this question. How come the people who follow other faith, yani he actually, yani inshallah for the sake of da'wah, yani, they don't get attacked by these thoughts. اليهود والنصارى من الآخر كده. يا الله روح في داهية مش مشكلة. He said, a house that doesn't have anything in it. البيت الخرب. بهو الشيطان هذا. This jinn is trying to steal from your salah. He's trying to get you to what? To steal from the salah. Now, you have tawheed. You have a house that has what? Good things in it. But the other people who do not follow tawheed, the house is what? Abandoned. Because the foundation is the tawheed. If you don't have tawheed, he said that this is actually a good sign that you're a person of tawheed, that you have tawheed, and he's just trying to what? You have tawheed and actually you're praying too. And shaitan hates that. And I know we're out of time here, but نقرأ هذه القصة بمناسبة الإمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله, that someone came to him. And he said, Ya Imam, I had some gold treasure, and I hid it in my house, and I don't remember where. And I don't remember where I hid my gold. Imagine he put it in one place in the house, and he doesn't know where he hide it. Yeah, hid it or hide it? Hid it. Hidden. طيب
انا لسه جاي من مصر اصلا بقالي فتره وانت عارف مفيش انجليزي هنا خالص. I just came from Egypt and you know we talk Arabic all the time.
In any rate, he said, I thought you're going to ask me a question about fatwa. This Imam Abu Hanifa, you don't go and ask him about gold and silver, يعني, unless if you're going to pay zakah or something. I said, but I have an idea for you. Make an intention tonight that you're going to pray tahajjud all night. Imagine this. After Isha, make wudu, make an intention that you're going to pray tahajjud all night long. Imagine this. He started, the man started, he did Allahu Akbar within al-Fatiha. He remembered where the treasure is. He didn't even finish the rak'ah. You know, الشيطان يسرق منك. الشيطان wants you to steal from the salah. This is a good sign that you're doing the right thing. And if he doesn't manage to do this, what shaitan do? He gets somebody to walk in front of you. He gets somebody to walk in front of you. And that's why Rasulullah ﷺ said, if somebody comes and walks in front of you, يعني, stop him. يعني. The hadith says, because he's shaitan. The person is not a shaitan, but he's being what? Inspired by shaitan to do this. This is a good sign that you're doing the right thing. And you're looking at the positive side of this, you're doing the right thing, inshallah. فنسأل الله الخشوع في الصلاة. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والحمد لله رب العالمين.